The Senate GOP sent out notices that there would be a public hearing on what the Republicans say are the abuses in New York City's public campaign finance system. But when representatives of government reform groups, as well as some members of the Occupy movement, tried to attend, they were told by Senate guards that the small room chosen for the hearing was full. Even some members of the media who had been summoned to report on the hearing were temporarily barred entry. When reporters were allowed in, many took photos showing the room to be only half full. Outside, some erupted in anger.
Let the people in! Let the people in!
Inside, Democrats on the Senate Elections Committee, including Senator Liz Krueger, asked why the hearing could not be held in one of the legislature's three large hearing rooms that can seat up to several hundred people.
Not allowing people into the room because, quote, it can't fit more people is not an acceptable argument.
The shouting could be heard in the small hearing room despite a double set of closed doors. Senate GOP member John DeFrancisco told the Democratic senators that those who did want to come in would be too disruptive.
The public that's being talked about is outside making noise, stomping their feet, screaming and yelling. And it would seem to me if they wanted to see this, there's plenty of public access to it through the media, through the live broadcast.
At one point, protesters even tried to watch the hearing through an open window. Guards immediately slammed the window shut. Despite all of the distractions, the hearing went on with the lead witness, David Keating, from the conservative-leaning Center for Competitive Politics. Keating told the senators that New York City's 6-to-1 matching fund program, as well as public campaign financing in Arizona and Maine, are fraught with corruption, and that the cost of a statewide program in New York is likely to be increasingly expensive.
There's no evidence that any of this works. There's no evidence that it reduces corruption.
Democrats in the legislature, as well as Governor Andrew Cuomo, support public financing of campaigns. As testimony continued, seven groups, including Citizen Action, NYU's Brennan Center, and the League of Women Voters, filed a complaint with the state's Committee on Open Government. They said the state's open meeting laws were being violated, and even the Senate's own internal rules were ignored when people were banned from attending the hearing. Bill Mahoney is with the New York Public Interest Research Group.
The public has been tremendously upset in the past few months about this complete crime wave that's hit the Capitol. And anybody who had a solution should have gone up to speak.
This week, former Senate leader John Sampson is the latest in a string of legislators to be charged with corruption. He's accused of embezzling nearly $500,000 and using part of the money to run for higher office. Senate Republicans fought back. In a statement, a spokesman attacked the organizations for attempting to disrupt the hearing and prevent senators on the committee from hearing testimony. They say the room had reached capacity and point out that the hearing was available live on the Internet. The final word came from the State Committee on Open Government's Robert Freeman, who's in the process of writing an advisory opinion. Freeman says the Senate Elections Committee violated the open meetings law when they did not move the event to a readily available larger space.
The point is simple. If there is a likelihood that more people will want to show up than the usual meeting room will accommodate, and if there is an alternative location that will accommodate those interested in attending, in our view, it would be unreasonable not to move the meeting to that second site.
Freeman says if the committee believed there might be disruptions, they have the right to ask that observers remain silent or be escorted out. But he says they don't have the right to simply not let members of the public in. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.